The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
He did everything wonderful to us, and we return the favor because we're wonderful. The Voice and Poncho, www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world and everything in it. Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 18, taped for you on June 23rd, 2012. This was a big night in Lancaster tonight, Poncho. What happened?
Yes, and finally, this show has turned 18 years old. We're legal to vote, buy scratch-offs, acted like big boys tonight at Clipper Magazine Stadium. Shady McCoy with the big softball game going, celebrities everywhere, Voice and Poncho everywhere.
Poncho, you have to be very impressed with this game. I mean, let's go over the caliber of players that were at this game.
Let's go over the caliber of players indeed, Tolls. Mike Vick, you ever heard of that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, DeSean Jackson, ever heard of that fella? Jeremy Maclin, DRC, Evan Turner was there. Everybody was there. Eagles played a celebrity NFL team. But Turner also chipped in. Drew Rosenhaus, the super agent, not so super in the game. We got in his mug and showed him these amoebas back down from no one.
Yep, there was tons of players there. We got some exclusive audio recordings. We got video and pictures we're going to be putting out in our Twitter and Facebook. I mean, this is an all access. We had unbridled attention. We had full access to every player.
At The Voice Poncho. Get to that feed. Everything's going to be there. This was a beautiful event. Thank you, Lancaster Barnstormers. Clipper Magazine Stadium is a palace. The Voice and Poncho graced it with our beautifulness. And just to go over some stats here, Tools. I know you weren't keeping stats. You were over there talking to that next-door neighbor of yours, middle-aged guy. No idea why you were talking to him so much. And then lost sight of your hands. Anyway, Maclin did not have a really good game. One of the least 0-for-3. But how about this on the opposite end of the spectrum? 3 home runs for DRC.
DRC was impressive. I mean, seeing him up close and personal, he is an athlete. Did you just see how he,
chiseled.
He was fast.
Mm-hmm. He was very speedy. It was incredible watching these fellows stroll around the bags, Tools. Also a big night. I thought it was pretty impressive. Jamar Chaney had a 2-run double. Also hit 11 home runs in the Derby combined. They had a Derby before the game. Showed a little power. I thought he was impressive, Tools. Anybody else you liked other than that piece sitting next to you there?
I'll tell you the most impressive thing I saw in this whole game is DeSean Jackson was on first base. LeSean McCoy was up. He hits like a grounder. DeSean Jackson got from first to home because there was an error in the field faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Did a cartwheel for the folks in the seventh inning. Bottom line is, regardless of the score, regardless of the event, Voice and Poncho made everything wonderful. We were right there in front of everybody's face. We threw our big mics out on the table and got results, Tools. Drew Rosenhaus, you really took a liking to that fella.
Drew was all right, but I think one of the best interviews, one of the best gets of the night was, it was like the fourth or fifth inning, Mike Vick's on first base. Poncho says, hey, I'm going to go out and talk to Mike Vick, what he thinks about Lancaster County.
Time to talk to number 7 and ask some questions. So I did it. I pulled him aside. Great brawn to the gentleman. The Poncho himself, though, has some girth and some meat. You know I was right there with him. Great guy. Wonderful little interview.
Okay, here's Mike, Vic, and Poncho.
Damn thing on. All right, so first trip to Lancaster, or?
This is my second trip. I came out here and did a speaking engagement. I had a real good time doing it.
What do you think of the area? I mean, what brings you back here?
I think it's nice, man. I like it. I like the environment. Nice and vibrant. You know, good people. Yeah. Great personalities out here, man. I had a good time.
So why aren't you playing in the game?
Oh, because I got here late and they gave away my uniform.
I did.
Yeah, they don't treat me no different than nobody else. I don't expect them to.
So the home run derby, what happened there? Bad pitches?
Bad hand-eye coordination. I've been hitting too many golf balls. That ball don't move. The golf ball don't move. This one moving.
What's your handicap?
I'm like 14 handicaps.
All right, so right there, on-field access, we're getting one-on-ones.
Guess what? You know Mike Vick's handicap. 14, he says. I'm guessing 19, 21, tool spike, something like that. He knew he was on the Voice of Poncho Radio. He's trying to make himself look a little better, probably, but we appreciate every minute we got out of him.
Yeah, Michael Vick was actually a surprise guest tonight. He was not on the billing. I mean, quite a few players didn't show up, which we understand, but all we cared about is the Eagles were there. We were there to talk Eagles.
And it seemed they swapped out some of the players that didn't show with more Eagles. So, win-win situation. Never to be swapped out of a game. Never pulled out. Voice and Poncho not riding any wood. Well, Poncho anyway, not riding any wood with these two. These brothers are always in the ball game.
Okay, so we have exclusives for you tonight. Mm-hmm. We have a Macklin interview. Mm-hmm. We have a DRC, possibly the MVP. We got the MVP, of course. We went over and talked to Steve Breston. It was probably the runner-up, would you say?
Great game. Home run, the double he had. He was wonderful. Great interview, too. That's a good guy right there. He has some ties to the area. We found that out. We discover, guys. We dipped into these athletes, rocked inside their shells, and twisted around with the Macarena a little inside of them.
Yeah, and then we also just said DeMar Chaney was just killing it in that home run derby. We had to go get a one-on-one with him. And then we talked to D-Jax. Then we said we just wanted to get the feel of the players for Lancaster, what they thought about it. So it'll definitely be some good interviews. Yeah. We probably won't be able to get to all of them because of time restraints, but we'll give you some of them.
We will give you guys the goodies. Don't you worry on that. Final score tools, we should probably get that out there.
Yeah, give it to them.
18-14 Eagles in 7 innings. I think they had a couple innings where they maxed out on runs. So it was a 5-run limit. Score between you and that 40-something next to you was?
0-0. Hey, but I'm out the guy from Catholic. He put on a clinic.
Brian Purvis. I think he's with the Giants. I think he's going to be in their camp, but he was incredible.
He won the home run derby.
I think he hit 15 home runs in 2 rounds. That's incredible. He was rocking the ball. He had a wonderful little night. Voice and Poncho had a wonderful little night, and I know the masses that showed up for that game were jolly.
How about, let's get to the Drew Rosenhaus interview.
Super agent. He was catching, by the way. He was catching.
Drew is a very nice guy. He was very nice to us and everything. I mean, but from this interview, you can clearly tell Drew thinks he's in Lehigh. He doesn't know he's in Lancaster.
It's exposing.
But he was a very nice guy. But let's listen to the Poncho Drew Rosenhaus interview.
I got to ask you, have you been to Lancaster before?
Oh, I have. Yeah,
you have.
And I come almost every year for training camp.
Okay. First off, Drew Rosenhaus thinks training camps at Lancaster. No, it's in Lehigh. He thinks he's in Lehigh.
80, 90 miles from Lehigh, bro. If training camp was here, I would have seen these guys year in, year out. Sorry, brother. What else?
All right, let's go.
Okay. What do you think of the area? I mean,
I like it a lot. Yeah. You know, I spent a lot of time in Harrisburg, Lehigh, Lancaster.
Okay. Another thing, he calls it Lancaster. He has no clue where. I'm telling you, the guy thinks he's in Lehigh right now.
I mean, he doesn't know where he is. Drew Rosenhaus did not know where he was, apparently, tonight, Saturday at Shady McCoy softball game.
And one of the great things, not great, but funny things, every time Drew Rosenhaus came up to bat, the whole crowd booed him. So Drew's a little confused.
And a beautiful area, great people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a fun event.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they booed me all day, but...
Well, Drew, they probably booed you all day because you ruined the TO thing, and that still gets
in my
crawl.
A couple guesses on that one, Rosie boy. One thing I will say about Rosenhaus, he was very graceful with us.
He treated
us
really
with
nice.
Kids'
yep.
gloves.
Yep.
He did everything wonderful to us, And we return the favor because we're wonderful. The Voice of Poncho, www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world and everything in it. Also, get to our Twitter feed. We already plugged it. Voicemail's always open. 717-455-7164. Get your button-pressing fingers out and give us a call.
Okay, Poncho, let's talk about these Phillies who you've written off for the season, but we're still going to talk about them. Tomey, he did something special tonight.
Okay, Jim Slomey goes deep. What do you know? Okay, all right, he's going to have a little spurt here. Hits a few home runs. We're still way out of it. This team's still terrible, and we do have a nice little setup tomorrow, double dip with the Rays on a Sunday.
Yeah, but hey, this is a awesome day. Cliff Lee and Cole Hamels are pitching a doubleheader. I think that's still cool. I mean, that's awesome.
I think Coleslaw is going against David Price, too. So there's two wonderful pitchers. That's going to be a nice little matchup, Tools.
But admit it, you totally made fun of Tomey. And he's been, it's been, as a DH, it's been impressive.
Hey, if he can play every day, he's proven he can be fine. Okay, he'd hit 15, 20 homers still if he was in the AL. Guess what? We got about 70 more games where he's not going to be hitting DH, which means he does nothing. Which means he's a John Dinkelberry Jr. lookalike on the field. So, Jim Tomey, okay, thank you for the game winner tonight, but he's going away. He can't play the field. So, 70 games, nothing.
How about Freddie Galvis? 50 games. I mean, this guy's using stuff? Come on.
Unbelievable. You know what? And the guy's on roids. And he hits .226 with three homers. His supplier should be ashamed of himself. If he would have hooked up with that McNamee guy that Clemens was with.
The clear.
Guy would have been pounding balls out every night. I don't think it was McClear there, Tools.
No. They took the clear, but never mind. Stop.
I think it was Brian McNamee, something like that. However, Galvis is on roids and he can't hit. Why would they have even called him out for being on roids? The guy's hitting .226. What harm can he do?
Jimmy Rollins has been playing okay as of late. I mean, he hasn't been playing bad.
Yeah, he's also speaking at government conventions. Maybe he should work on his game a little bit. What's his batting average?
I have no...
Yeah, not good, Tools. He stinks. Meanwhile, he's talking about Governor Casey and Mitt Romney's campaign to the wonderful White House. Meanwhile, he can't hit. He still leads off, though, because Charlie Manuel loves having picnic dinners with him or something like that. Those two make me sick.
Our message to Jimmy Rollins is this. Quit doing PSAs with Biden and get focused on baseball because we're just fighting to stay alive here.
Politics is terrible. The Phillies are also terrible. Didn't Bryce Harper do something? You were talking about this on the way in.
Yes, Bryce Harper had his walk-on music. Justin Bieber.
Unbelievable. You know, everything about this guy is unmasculine. Everything about this Bryce Harper gentleman makes me just want to take him downtown and leave him in a room.
Hey, how about the fact that Cole Hamels said that he voted for the All-Star game?
He did?
Yeah, he said it was a write-in, and he said he wrote him in.
I like Cole even better. I'd write this guy off with a right hook if I saw him. Harper, that is.
Relax.
Okay, I know. But, oh, you like the guy now? Now you're a Bryce Harper
fan?
No,
I don't like him. I don't like him. I'm not a Bryce Harper fan.
Are you a National fan?
No.
Unbelievable you are over there. We just had a beautiful evening with all the Eagles greats, and you're coming on here saying you're a National fan now?
How about the fact Evan Turner was at the game? We talked to Evan Turner.
Yeah,
I mean,
wasn't. Whatever.
He's a nice guy.
Thing going on. Yeah.
But Sixers,
he's intimidated, probably.
Sixers have the draft coming up. What are they going to do? Is there any moves? What are you hearing?
Hearing very little. Something you heard about 2 months ago was us telling you Lou Williams wouldn't be back. DNL acting like they got the scoop. Comcast Sportsnet, who we out every week on this show for being frauds, saying they got the Lou Williams scoop. Voice and Poncho had it weeks ago. Get with it. We talked about Bork last week and all those other gentlemen over at CSN. We're the real deal.
What Poncho is saying is about a month ago, we had an inside scoop. Lou was opting out of his contract. Mm-hmm. So if you would have been following us, you would have figured that out. But anyway, back to the Sixers.
Back to the Sixers is right, Tools. Chris Humphreys is somebody that you've been chirping about for a while here, thinking he's coming in. What good's he going to do for this town? I don't know.
Uh, what, I, We know his track record well, though. I haven't been chirping. I'm not calling for Chris Humphreys. I have no clue.
Why you keep talking about him?
It depends how much they have to pay him.
Well, first of all, I've already exposed him as a 12-8 guy, which is nothing. We don't need that.
Then why wouldn't you just keep Brand?
Hey, he does. On his track record, though, 76 days of merriment and sensationalism with something that runs about 5 foot, I don't know, but there's niceness to it. That's about the best thing he's done. We don't need him. We'll take what he had, though.
Yep, I agree. And I really don't think they're going to get anything in the draft. I mean, LaVoy Allen actually was a contributor, which is amazing that they got that. And this draft, I can't see him getting anything that good.
But they will make a move. There's no way they're going to go into this season with the same team, because that's what they did last year, Tolles. And that was their mistake. They didn't make any moves. They just figured these young boys, these Gerber eaters, would just develop suddenly into super players. It doesn't happen like that. You need a better veteran piece that can score, but that's also been to the playoffs.
I heard rumors. The Sixers were going to trade Iguodala for like the fifth or sixth pick. I don't understand. Is there anybody at five or six that appeals to you more than Iguodala?
Somebody said Portland, but I don't think anybody's going to give a lottery pick for Iguodala. Would you give a lottery pick for Iguodala?
No, but I don't know.
No, you don't know is exactly right, which all these listeners have been getting used to knowing with you, brother. Bring some knowledge and Voice of Poncho will be complete.
Poncho, now it is time to talk about women. This is a staple of ours.
It is. It's an every show sort of thing. And keep in mind, we respect the women. We respect these females, very much so. But we just like to play a little.
Yeah, we like to poke at them. And this time we're going to bring up their health habits. And Brett,
yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're in second grade math class again every time you have a dinner with a lady and she's like, okay, that's 5, that's 10... That's 15.
I'm tearing through a T-bone, mashed potatoes, gravy, thick gravy, which I'm also putting on the steak a little. Then I got my side salad, which I housed in like a second. Big soda, a beer as well. And she's over there. These tomatoes are 2 points. This lettuce is 1 point. This sauce is 5 points, however. Okay, that makes 8. I got 2 for you. That's the only thing that's going to matter. Why are you talking about points? Diets, get off it.
Know what I say? Send me the blooming onion. It's like 2,000.
Yeah, and I'll take an extra one for her, too. Stuff her face with it. Then she'll stop talking about these points all the time.
Yeah, so the point system's definitely annoying.
Diets are annoying.
How about fake working out?
Okay, how about scenario number 2? All right, you're at home. You get the call from the lady. Yeah, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to be there for a while. Okay. She comes home. You're there. You notice her, of course. She's not sweaty, Tolles. She's awfully tan, but she's not sweaty, and she's not tired. Put 2 and 2 together. You know where she spent that time. Inside that hot box, working on the tan there, Tolles. She didn't do any working out.
So here's an idea they come up with. Hey, I'll wear the shoe that rocks, made by the worst shoe company ever, Skechers. Never wear them. Worst shoe ever. But anyway, we'll have this workout shoe that we don't even have to work out, and we'll roll and lose weight.
Yeah, let's just do a little tiny bit of work and expect a whole bunch of LBs to come off. That's just typical there, Tolles. Meanwhile, you know, she's walking around in these silly little shoes, but she's not looking to walk around and do any chores. You're the one doing all the other stuff around the house. So what's she really doing? Watching TV with these shoes on?
Yep, we love our women, but
we don't love Skechers, though. They're frauds.
Skechers are frauds.
Terrible shoes.
When we're talking about things that frustrate us, I think 2 or 3 episodes ago, I brought up when people do extreme sports and then people have to go out and rescue them. That annoys me.
Wonderful point. Wow, that was great. Okay, you're talking about that climber, right?
Yeah.
He tried to climb Mount something in horrible conditions. And then he SOS says, hey, I'm stuck. I'm gored by a rock or something. Come save me.
And then the ranger goes out to try to save him and loses his own life.
Loses his life. Yeah.
This is just a point I want to make. Extreme sports, whatever. Do them. But no one should ever have to put their life in risk if you want to climb a mountain. You can do a billion other things besides climbing a mountain.
Don't go climbing high stuff and then just call us and everybody else that's great in this world expecting to get saved. And we ousted that woman that tried to row around the world. You hear anything about her? She tried to row through the Atlantic.
I bet you she'll be trying to row next week and she'll get stuck again. There'll be $100,000 to the Coast Guard and people's lives at risk.
Let that rock sink to the bottom and let this fraud that's climbing that rock that lost that gentleman his life fall off all the way down.
Okay. Look, what a night. What a, you know, we have so many interviews from Clipper Mag, so many one-on-ones that we couldn't get them all into this episode. We still have a DRC who was arguably the MVP.
Yeah. We still have all those guys. We got Chaney, a little something from Chaney, DeSean Jackson. We got a great intimate interview
D
with Jackson.
D-Jax was very nice. Very nice guy to talk to. You know, he talked to us.
As nice as those interviews will be, and they'll be on our Facebook.
Well, we still have the Breston and Macklin.
Right. Breston and Macklin. Wonderful. www.thevoiceponcho.com. Get there. Our Facebook. Get that to Twitter at The Voice Poncho. We said all that. You said all this. And we still have the best part of this show. Flavor Flub. Everybody knows we put everything good in the back of this show. Here's the Flavor Flub tools. You got flavor. I got flub.
Well, the flavor is so obvious. It's just so obvious. LaShawn McCoy. What a great guy. He decides to come to the 717 to Lancaster. Brings all his friends, all his celebrities. Mm-hmm. But it's all for a good cause. His grandmother died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
And this whole softball event, all the proceeds go to this charity. I forget which charity.
So it's his foundation.
I can't wait to see how the final money total. The Voice and Punch will be the first to let you know how much LaShawn raised.
Yeah,
tonight.
We'll give you all kind of updates on that game. And where they play the game, Tools? What's the name of this team?
Clipper Magazine, see?
Clipper Magnum Stadium. I think last week you said just something like Clipper Arena. It's good you got it right. It's a castle. It's beautiful. We made it even more gorgeous. Flub of the week. Ready?
Yeah, give me the flub.
Okay, big time news. We wouldn't be a sports talk show without talking about Jerry Sandusky. You know, the verdict there wasn't good. And we just wanted to call everybody out that's still supporting Penn State and saying, you know, we're down with that. We're not down with that.
It is not cool. He is the major flub. It'll take years to rebuild the reputation.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, one thing that will drag Penn State out of this quicker than anything, they start winning games.
Oh, yeah.
If they start winning games, it will be all over ESPN. It'll be the biggest story in the world. America loves a turnaround comeback story. And if this coach, what's his name?
You're not talking about Sandusky.
No, the new coach for Penn State.
Oh, right, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, if he leads them to a winning bowl, how about this? They're going to playoffs next year in 2014.
You said the word. This team gets to a big-time bowl, and everybody will forget about it. Sandusky, I just heard a little something. His first few hours in jail, I mean, there's reports about what he's been doing. Everybody's wondering what's going through this guy's head. Yeah, the reports I get from a jailer, he's just been listening to his iPod a lot. Boyfriend, but Bieber. So now we know that chapter's closed, though, however. What's not closed? 18 shows of Wonderful, Voice and Poncho. We're legal now, brother. You're loving it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Don't remember next week on episode 19, we're going to have some more clips. Everybody have a great evening.
Cold world. Oh yeah. Yeah, this is for all the fans that waited, that hated, dated. Look, mama, we made it. Your son out in Barbados. Cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking on the beaches. My mind working like Play-Doh's. Analyzing the world. Fantasizing about girls. I'm handing diamonds and pearls. And vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out. Moans as she breathes out. I'm doing in parties with Hova and Steve Stout. I've stepped over piranha. Step over dishonor. They kill it. But Jay's, that's death over designer. Hey, cold heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Dewana. Now I only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better hoods and Tims and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing. Well,
nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect,
Nobody's perfect, ay. Ay, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding. He like to go inside and I love to go, I'm nodding. We rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, name, name. And baby, I love to call your name, name, name,
ay. Oh yeah, my college girl.
Take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room. But that thing tight like Fortnite, so I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together. Smoke a little weed for the together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only well, two got to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only like 4 or 5. So you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ay, 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 but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ay, ay, but you're perfect for me.
Rolling,